I hope someone drives my car. It's weird to be carless. I have been carless for a little bit. I've been taking Uber and Lyft most places when I can't borrow my family car or my mom's car. My 95 Honda Accord gave up the ghost, as determined by our very own car guy, Warren, who is the proprietor of European and U.S. Car Service at 4080 North Broadway in Chicago. And you can call him at 773-248-1200 or visit their website, EuroUSAutobody.com. And they even have a 24-hour number. What? To show him how to... He doesn't use... You should be on
hey,
to use
listen,
stuff
you
like
know,
that.
I'm a rookie here, so, you know, getting set up here to talk
you're,
is
You've been
here
like
difficult.
Five times. What do you mean? You can't move the microphone in front of your face?
Well, you know, when I saw you, when I walked in and I saw how you were... for someone who's going to be on the radio and for the way you're prepared to be in a studio, you're
we're live streaming. You never know.
I think Warren's trying to say that you are dressed very nicely tonight.
She's beautiful.
Patty Vasquez.
The girl's beautiful. There's no question about it.
He grabbed my hips and shook them.
No,
which
no,
is something
that's your
new.
Interpretation of a hug.
My interpretation of a hug. I'm pretty sure I know where my hip bones are.
I wonder
are.
If Warren's ever said that to like an officer or someone before.
Yeah. Well, it's your interpretation.
That's her interpretation, Judge. Mm-hmm.
Well, for those of us out there who have questions about our cars, we're so grateful to have you in the studio. And I know that you're very good at answering questions when it comes to, you know, what's that noise? What could it be? I've been told this. A lot of people call with questions that their mechanics have told them something, and maybe you can help them and guide them in the right direction.
Well, I'm here for that, and I would love some great questions to be thrown at me so I can be tested.
There you go. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. If you have a car question, we got a car guy. That's Warren. And by the way, you were telling me that it's been kind of busy. You've been getting a lot of calls. What kind of questions are you getting?
Well, it's like getting to be the question is it's springtime. And now everyone's trying to focus on this great winter we just had. I feel sorry for the people in Indiana. They got kind of buried this last 24 hours. We've been very lucky in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Our winter has been absolutely fabulous. It hurt our business a little bit, but we're okay with that. I would rather not be digging myself out every day.
Yeah, well, and beyond that, you know, it means a lot of people weren't having collisions. They weren't slamming into either pedestrians or, you know, light fixtures. Sometimes you want to. There's so many things that people slide into. Cement barriers.
It's really, in the winter, our business slows down. It doesn't pick
really.
Up. Yes, it does.
Why is that?
Well, there's snowbirds that leave Chicago. Then there's less population on the street, and then there's carpooling. So then there's public transportation, and
okay.
It's this computer age.
So, many
so a lot of people would stay home, so you lose population, and everybody in cold and inclement weather puts their, you know, hand at 11 and 2 o'clock on their steering wheel. And
they do not.
And they lean over real close, and they look at the nose of their car, and they freak out because it's so icky out.
Do you? I have actually. That brings up an interesting point because I have found that people who have all-wheel drive or have SUVs seem to think that they are impervious to
inclement
weather.
Have an attitude? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they drive like they have the Batmobile. Like
yes.
Somehow having a certain type of car means that like pillows will sort of erupt if they get into a rollover accident.
Well, it gives you a good feeling that you can cut through that snow with those four wheels.
But
you still have. And are susceptible to sliding and making impact upon another vehicle,
right.
Human, or whatever objects in your way.
Because if your wheels are not actually on pavement, and if they are on wet pavement or on ice, it doesn't matter what you're driving.
It doesn't matter what you're driving.
No.
Well, how many times you've seen someone fall on the ice?
Exactly.
Have you fallen on the ice?
Not this year.
Well, there's been none.
I know, that's why.
You know, when you do get through that pile of snow, though, in a four-wheel drive car like my Jeep, it feels amazing. When you just blow right through it, it does. There is kind of a fulfilling aspect to that, Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't do it a lot, and you shouldn't pretend that you have that on the highway, but when you, like, get in an alley and you can shoot through that, that's pretty amazing.
Well, when you see this car coming at you, and all of a sudden it puts its brakes on, and then you see it doing a 360 in a circle,
yeah.
You know, it makes impact with nothing. That's luck.
Right.
It doesn't happen too often. There's not that luck out there.
What does it mean when you get that triangle with the exclamation point in it, the exclamation mark in it?
On your dashboard?
Yeah, in the Odyssey it has that. It means that something dangerous, like you're not touching pavement right now.
Something's not on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. It's a terrifying moment. Hold on, especially if for pedestrians when they see that I have not got complete control of my vehicle. Hey, Pete, what did you want to ask our car guy about? Pete? Hi, Pete, with your Jetta.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I have a 2014 Jetta turbo diesel, and I've gone through 3 batteries so far, and, you know, I drive a real lot. I have 93,000 miles, and what's happening is when I try to start it, it cranks over real well, but just doesn't turn over. And I could go maybe 6-8 times before it actually starts properly.
So you're saying it cranks?
I try pumping the gas. Sometimes that helps, sometimes it doesn't. My mechanic hasn't figured it out. And, you know, I was wondering if anything that you can possibly tell me so I can talk to my mechanic and see if we could resolve this problem.
Well, first of all, you said you have a diesel, correct? Did you say you had a diesel, sir? Pete? Pete?
Hey, Pete, did you say you had a diesel? Pete?
I think he said diesel, didn't he? Do we have an agreement?
Oh, okay, diesel. That is, yeah, Pete, you're there. You're on the air with us, right?
Pete, you're on.
Anyway.
Said it's a diesel. So here's the thing,
yeah,
Pete. Number one, with a diesel, you have what they call glow plugs. Glow plugs in the chamber, they're like spark plugs, but you don't need to pump gas into the system. It's a pressurized fuel injection system where your glow plugs will ignite the fuel that's in there. If you put an overabundance of fuel into the combustion chamber, it will almost like put the flame out before it even starts. So maybe that's something you should back off on and not hit the gas pedal. Let the car itself just try and start. 93,000 miles on a 2014 car. You're driving.
Yeah, you are.
You are rocking.
Yeah. What
out
do you
there.
Do? What kind of commuting are you doing that you have 93,000 miles on a 2014? Pete, what?
I work for a company where I pick up medical specimens.
Oh, I see.
So I go to a lot of different clinics and hospitals.
So you need this car for work. You need this to be functioning.
That is correct. You know, and the problem is I've gone through so many batteries.
Your continual cranking is ruining the batteries. You have some other issue. It's not the batteries that's creating it. It's something that's creating you to over crank your car. I don't think it has anything to do with the batteries.
I've had it since I pretty much have had the car.
I think you have a problem with your injection system.
Yeah, he's gone through 3 batteries.
That's
too many.
That's beyond, You shouldn't go through 3 batteries in 3 years, but not 93,000.
Maybe
miles.
You want to take it to Warren and he'll give you an honest opinion. He's in
on down.
Well, luckily we're not going to be getting the company that I work for probably has around 30 of these Volkswagens. And we're not going to get them because of the diesel. They thought they were saving money.
Diesel gasoline's more expensive than regular gasoline.
Yeah. You know, Warren, he mentioned something that he's got kind of a regular mechanic who's tried to fix this a couple times. When is it okay to cheat on your normal mechanic?
Ooh, good question.
And go to someone like you if you might be able to fix a problem that he's taken a couple swings at and missed so far. He's not nothing. Warren's got no idea on that. I mean, I figure that if you give the guy 2 shots, if you feel like you're loyal to someone, you give him a second chance, it doesn't work out.
My honest opinion would be with that kind of car, it's 2014, latest technology is out there on this car, I would actually go to a dealer. I would pay up. First of all, the vehicle's used professionally. You need this to perform for you, and sometimes it's better to pay up and go and get it from the manufacturer and get some help there more than going to an independent and trying to save money because it's maybe not helping you.
Unfortunately, I'm limited to where I can go because I used to go to the Volkswagen dealership, but after so many miles, they tell us, because we have so many cars, that you know, we have to go to a more independent dealership.
Is your car the only one in the pool that has this issue?
No. We've had other cars that have had problems with batteries, too.
Well, maybe you should change brands of car.
Well, we're in the process of getting Subarus, the all-wheel drive, and the Chevy Equinox. So
you're going the Chevy Equinox is going to burn a little more gas than that Volkswagen.
That is correct. Well, our company is probably around 40,000 employees. So,
okay, then. They should give you 10 batteries for that car to carry around with you just to use whenever you need it.
Yeah. Well, I actually got one of those portable battery starters.
Okay.
Just because I've had something.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to have.
Well, it sounds like this is it sounds like it's a foregone conclusion. If it's gone through three batteries,
it might just be in trouble. We got a text from the 773. Why do people no longer switch between winter tires and all-weather tires when winter comes along, Warren?
Well, because the all-weather tires are built to sustain, you know, the terrain a little bit better than just snow tires. They're a little wider. Their treads are better. They're thicker. They're stronger. And you don't need them.
Yeah.
You don't need snow tires.
Hey, are the roads, the potholes that we have in Chicago created a significant problem when it comes to tires, but it also does damage to the frame sometimes if you really take one on too hard, doesn't it?
It can do damage to the suspension, mm-hmm. to the chassis, subframes underneath there, the car that hold control arms.
Let's say you take a pothole and it just feels like it was significant. Should you take it to get checked out?
It wouldn't
immediately
hurt, just to be looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most
you should have it looked at.
Yeah, if you whack something, if you feel like that can't be good.
When we had our first snow this year, it was very wet and very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people sustained lower damage that they couldn't see until, you know, it dried up, until, you know, all the ice was gone. And then we have a number of claims that we're still, you know, repairing now and for insurance companies, where the lower part of bumpers are damaged, suspension and cross members and subframes we've got cars coming in next week that are for those repairs.
You know, I was watching one day when I was in San Antonio, Craig, there was a parking lot, and I had asked for a lift car, and I saw like car after car coming into this lot. It was the entrance was on an incline.
Oh, they bottom out.
Oh, man. Like
bam.
Every car after car just smacking it. Yeah.
My next door neighbor's driveway has that issue, and they haven't fixed it in 2 years.
That's ridiculous.
And people pull into my property next door to me, and they bottom out into this hole, and they think it's my property, but it's not. It's my neighbor's.
And are there cars that are better that withstand, like, are SUVs, because they're a little bit higher?
They're higher.
They're
higher
up.
Their wheel may hit the hole, but the car won't hit the bottom because they're much higher.
Yeah, it makes you really kind of like...
Want the four-wheel drive?
A four-wheel drive, a little bit of a... I had a CRV. I loved my CRV.
You know, if you're in the market, I got a 96 Jeep you could look into.
I wouldn't drive that.
More after
I know who fixed it.
Oh, dear. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are joined by Warren, our car guy. He is a proprietor of European and U.S. Car Service at 4080 North Broadway Street. If you have anything, any sort of concerns, 24 hours a day, he's accessible at 773-844-0000. I know you like giving out your cell phone number, but that makes me nervous.
Well, you know, if you need something, you got to call me.
Right.
If you're on the street and you've got an issue, call me.
Mm-hmm. That CRV that I had, I loved. It was a 2001 Honda CRV. The guy got whacked by a Porsche Cayenne. The guy fell asleep behind the wheel while on amphetamines and anti-anxiety medication.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Did he admit it?
Because, no, in court, his doctor said that he prescribed two contradictory prescriptions. So that's convenient to have a, I know.
You're convicted.
He was, his ticket was failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident.
Did his insurance company pay for your repairs?
They did, and then but then they fought us on injuries. So because it was all soft tissue injuries, so they had a whole thing. But the proprietor of Craig loves when I name it. It's Jeremy Renault, the proprietor. He's the son of the guy who owns La Creperie.
La Creperie, I remember that place. Yeah. Is it still there?
I have no idea.
It is.
It wasn't it on?
We can go take it out.
Yeah. Armitage, I thought.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, a text message from the 262. This is from
Craig's
Taylor.
Like, please stop talking about your court case.
It's from Taylor. He says, have you heard of this new anti-pothole feature on new cars? How does that work?
An anti-pothole feature?
Correct.
Is that something like tells you to avoid it?
I don't know if it's more like the automated, like the instant stopping and all that other stuff where the car can see.
Right now, with the computer age coming, there's cameras in cars, cameras in bumpers, cameras in mirrors. Cars park themselves. Who knows? They might have. I don't know anything. I've never heard of the. Yes, it's called asphalt. You fill the hole.
That is crazy.
There you go.
It's crazy talk, Warren. We have another question about a 2002 Honda Civic, but we probably should take a commercial break first, Patty.
All right, commercial break, then we have a question coming up after this. We're hanging out with our car guy, Warren, from European and U.S. Auto, U.S. Car Service. I always want to say auto. Why is that?
Because sometimes automobile cars are referred to as autos.
Because it's in your website, too. So it's European and U.S. Car Service, but your website is EuroUSAutoBody.com. See?
Okay, well, my brother must have done that.
Yeah, I don't know what his problem is. He makes things complicated for everybody.
Did you meet him already?
No. What was the question for Warren?
From a 2002 Honda Civic, this is from the 630, 122,000 miles. After fuel injection cleaning, gas gauge seems to be stuck on F. Drove 60 plus miles. Is there a way to tell if my gas gauge is working or if I have an issue?
Well, gas gauge, in cleaning your fuel injectors or injection system, has nothing to do with the level of your gas in your tank. Inside your gas tank, you've got a fuel tank sending unit, which sends a signal to the dashboard and tells you how much fuel is in the car.
Okay.
So the cleaning has nothing to do with the meter reading per se. So you'll have to go fishing somewhere else.
Gotta get to the source of that. Warren, you're welcome to hang out. Thank you so much for the food from Cafe Baba Reba. Some really good. Yeah. You have to get one of the bacon